answers after her daughter was shot and killed while working a late-night shift at Steak and Shake. Investigators say it all started with a drive-through dispute and ended with bullets flying. This happened last night on Bell Fountain Road in North St. Louis County. Our Megan Kernan has been on scene all afternoon. Megan?
Mike, this Steak and Shake is closed today after 32-year-old Chauncea Meekins was killed here, and this drive-thru now boarded up. We talked to her mother, who tells us this was completely senseless and says no one should lose their life over something as simple as fast food. Police say it started around 11:30 last night with a confrontation in the drive-thru between customers inside a car and employees. During the argument, one of the people in the car pulled out a gun, shot through the window, and sped away. Chauncea Meekins was hit and killed. Another employee was shot, but is expected to survive. Meekins' mother says she had just talked to her daughter a few hours before this happened. She says she rushed here after seeing posts online, only to find shattered glass, her daughter's car, and a scene she says she'll never forget.
Been shot at Steak and Shake over some french fries. I just want to know why. Why would you shoot her? You didn't have to shoot her or the other employee. I just wish they find the person who did this and bring justice to my family. Just want my baby back.
Meekins' mother says her daughter started working here a few months ago, juggling multiple jobs, and was looking forward to celebrating her birthday in just 2 weeks. Police have not released any kind of suspect description and are still looking for the shooter. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 866-371-TIPS. Live in North St. Louis County, Megan Kernan, 5 on your side.
Right now, a lot of questions remain unanswered in the killing of a woman who is working a Steak and Shake drive-thru. The victim's family is speaking this evening about this violent attack. The shooting happened late last night in North St. Louis County. That Steak and Shake is in Spanish Lake along 270. It's where Dunn Road and Bell Fountain Road meet at the interstate. This shooting appears to be over food. So let's get more from our Shoshana Stahl, who is live at 5 from that Steak and Shake tonight. Shoshana.
Yeah, Corey, I spoke to the victim's mom out here in the parking lot of the Steak and Shake earlier this morning. She tells me her daughter had only worked here for about 3 to 4 months, and she loved coming to work. Now she's trying to wrap her head around how her daughter could be killed simply just doing her job.
It's never that serious to take a person's life over some fast food.
Tamala Washington was woken up by her family this morning to the news her daughter, Chauncea Lachelle Meekins, was killed while working at the Steak and Shake in North St. Louis County Wednesday night.
I couldn't believe it. I just talked to my daughter. We was talking about her birthday. She wanted me to cook a special meal, her favorite meal. Her birthday is April the 23rd of this month. Instead of celebrate her birthday, I will be burying my daughter for some senseless act.
St. Louis County Police say around 11:30 Wednesday night, two workers were shot after a confrontation at the drive-thru. Washington says the Steak and Shake manager told her it was over the customer asking for more onion rings. Chauncea was weeks away from celebrating her 33rd birthday.
Onion rings. A life was taken over onion rings. You see how unserious about life that we are and that the culture is? Listen, we had a very, very heated debate. I wouldn't even say heated. It was a very passionate discussion and civil debate last night over what was going on in the world. And it started off with, obviously, what was happening with Megyn Kelly and different Republicans and what they were talking about, and then Iran and, you know, President Trump and what was the real goal of us being there and the partnership with Israel and all of these different things, right? And so we had this and we were talking about American soldiers. But let me just tell you something, bro. Black culture, not black people, because I think that there's a difference. Black people can be in black culture. But black culture is something that is promoted, and I've been saying this for years, the things that we promote. Can it change? Of course it's possible for it to change as far as the things that we promote and celebrate and what is normalized in the community, but you don't have to worry about blaming white people. Let me tell you something. Shout out to my girl, Molly. I love Molly. I think that she's a superstar. And if she ever wants to really break out and do her thing, she would take off like crazy. Molly is a very intelligent young girl, and she spends a lot of time researching and deep diving and understanding politics, especially on an international level. A little bit of a, you know, a little bit of conspiracy, in my opinion. But I think that it's great. I think it's great that she has these conversations on a regular basis and all of that. But you know what's so interesting about it is that I was thinking in my head, because as Molly and Slimmy was talking last night, you know what I was thinking about? Somebody has sent me an email of this story. This story last night. And I was thinking to myself, we don't have to worry about this. Molly was like, yo, bunkers, this and that, you know, whatever, so on and so forth. And I was thinking to myself, oh, we ain't got to worry about that. You got to worry about the homie that's in your own neighborhood, the guy that lives right next to you.
She's loving, caring, friendly. She loves to party. She would give you the shirt off her back if she had it. There's nothing she wouldn't do for anybody that she tried to help.
Another worker was also injured, but is expected to survive.
We should no longer be surprised. The rate of violence that is happening in the St. Louis metropolitan area should be alarming to all of us.
James Clark with the Urban League says their community outreach programs like Urban Therapy and the Gun Violence De-escalation Network are working. But the culture around violence, he says, is rapidly changing.
Crime and violence is becoming a more and more accepted and expected culture. And how do we begin to look at what we're currently doing that is getting results? How do we begin to come up with new adaptations to what we're doing?
And Clark says that includes businesses adding de-escalation training into customer service training.
De-escalation training, y'all. They're telling you that we need to figure out how to train customer service representatives, people that are working at the drive-thru, people that are sitting and taking care of business, people that are flipping burgers and dropping fries inside of hot oil. We need to learn how to train them in de-escalation tactics. This is what they are trying to tell us. Guess what's not happening? This mother right here is not bringing her daughter back. Her daughter was working at Steak and Shake, got killed over onion rings, extra onion rings. Somebody shot up in there and sped off and killed her and hit another worker. De-escalation tactics? You don't have to worry about none of that. De-escalation tactics. No, the problem is that you got these thugs, this culture, these people running around with guns and switches, these mothers that are raising children without a father in a household, kids raising themselves, teen takeovers, cars being stolen. We don't have to worry about Iran. You got to worry about a little homie over there and whether or not you put enough onion rings inside of his bag. You don't have to worry about Israel. You got to worry about whether or not you're going to kill being going on your way to work tomorrow if you in St. Louis, in Chicago. You don't have to worry about Russia. You got a Russian-Ukraine war right in your hood. It's no point in us sitting here talking about any of this stuff because we don't even have our own neighborhoods and our own. Y'all sitting here worried about what's going on. You got a problem right next door. Every time, if you pull up with a new car, they probably gonna take it and send it right to the chop shop, keep the engine for themselves, swap out the regular engine inside of the 300, put your Challenger Charger engine in there, the Hellcat engine in there, and they gonna pull up right next door and act like they went and got a new engine for themselves off of Facebook Marketplace. You ain't gotta worry about none of that. They gonna take your own stuff and pull up next to you and act like it wasn't them. It's insane. It's insane. You ain't got to worry about leveling up. I promise you, the culture ain't going to let you. Bro, when you level up, you got to level up just enough, just here. And you got to make sure you don't go past here. Because then you're going to sell out. They're going to say you sold out to them folks. Israel bought you. You a sellout. I can't believe that you want better for your family. What you talking about? Oh, you out there with them folks. You want to live out. You want to get out of the hood? What? Man, put some more onion rings in the bag, bro. Hey, I can't, bro. My manager said I'm going to get fired. Boop, 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 boop. I promise you, if you level up just enough, they're going to be happy for you as long as you're not doing better than them. If they think that you're doing even a little bit better than them, it's up. It's up. And you know what the worst part about it is that we actually know who the killers are. Everybody know who the killers are in St. Louis. Everybody know who the killers are in Chicago. Everybody know who the shooters are. We know who the people are that are selling the drugs. We know. We already know. You know who the PDFs are. You know who the chicks that's out here setting people up are. You know. We know. Listen, not only do we know who's committing the crimes, we knew who was going to be the criminals before they ever committed the crimes. We see them in school. We see them being raised. The kids know who's, bro, mock elections. Have you thought about that? Most likely to succeed, all of these things. Kids already know. They're smart enough with their underdeveloped brain to be able to identify who's going to be successful and who's not, who's going to jail and who's not. It's just not culturally acceptable for us to say, all right, who's going to go to jail? Who's going to fail? Who's going to sell drugs? Who's going to be an abuser? Who's going to be this? And so we have to do things differently in our culture, in our community, in order to get different results. You're never going to ever, ever have to worry about anything outside of the culture as long as what's within the culture is toxic.